This man then marries someone else. But according to Matthew 19, he has just committed adultery because, in God's eyes, he is still married to his first wife. But now it gets really messy. The wife who was divorced marries another man. So she commits adultery. But in Matthew 5, she is not blamed. The husband is blamed for putting her in that situation. So he causes his ex-wife to commit adultery. But the other man and woman who marry these two former marriage partners are committing adultery because they are marrying people who are still married to someone else in God's sight. You may need a minute to sort that one out. The bottom line is that all four parties in this scenario are involved in adultery. As I said, it's a hot mess. And that's exactly what we have today. A mess. Because people are breaking their marriage covenant with God apart from his permission. This is serious business. Jesus says you can't just divorce for any reason. In 1 Corinthians 7, the Apostle Paul adds to what Jesus Christ says about marriage and divorce. Paul writes, "But to the married I give instructions, not I, but the Lord, that the wife should not leave her husband, but if she does leave, she must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband, and that the husband should not divorce his wife." Verses 10 through 11. If there are irreconcilable differences in a marriage and a separation occurs, the partners must not marry another. Why? Because they are still married to each other. Notice, however, that the goal is to reconcile with each other, not to turn the separation into a permanent one through a divorce designed to free up the person to marry someone else. Note also that in Paul's example, the mate of the woman who leaves is still called her husband. But if a partner goes ahead and divorces for irreconcilable differences, the only way God does not call that person an adulteress or an adulterer is if he or she stays unmarried until or unless the person that they divorced enters into another physical relationship. God still recognizes the original covenant. Irreconcilable differences may lead to a separation, but in that case, the only options given by God are to remain unmarried or be reconciled. But in cases of abandonment, verses 12 through 15, Paul does give another option. Once again, Paul begins with the best-case scenario, when one partner is an unbeliever. If the unbeliever is willing to stay in the marriage, let him or her stay, because then the Christian partner becomes an evangelist.